We are recording. I know.
I'll talk to you later.
Take care, Randy.
All right.
We were listening.
I think they're coming in. I lost.
Do you want me to fill in the CLA? You want to remember? No problem.
I do.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see. What a rowdy call.
So you sure I didn't get to say hello to you? That's
You don't know what happened. No, it was very odd.
Very
odd. Yeah, right.
I can't figure it out.
I think it was a combination.
Hey, my great loss though is this good. I was getting concerned.
3:02. I'd like to call to order this 50th meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. My name is John Weingart. I live in Surgeonsville in Hunterdon County.
Kurt Olstead, public member of Chester Township.
Bill Goggin, public member of Chester Township.
Tracy Carluccio, public representative of Hunterdon County. Mimi Les, Precipity, Morris County. Janice Kovach, town of Clinton, Hunterdon County.
Tim Dillingham, I'm a public member.
Denisha Wade, Passaic County Freeholder.
And on the phone, we have?
Jack Schreier, Morris County Freeholder.
Wayne Vitrano, Suffolk County Freeholder.
Debbie Pasquarelli, Greenwich Township, Warren County.
Okay. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and publicized on the Council's website. It is Flag Day, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just have a couple of announcements. Most of this meeting is focused on one contract the council is considering, and we will be going into executive session shortly for our discussion on that, and then we'll come back and consider whether to take a vote. Two things I wanted to mention was, is Paula here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes. Paula Dees is our new executive assistant to Eileen. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I've asked Bill Cogger to, and he has agreed to serve on three of our committees, on the Budget and Finance Committee, Agriculture, and Land Conservation. So your days will no longer be
breaking ending. Fast.
Well, as I mentioned, the one item on our agenda is to consider a resolution to approve a contract regarding regional planning assistance. I'll read a short statement here. The Open Public Meetings Act permits a public body to exclude the public from that portion of the meeting at which the public body discusses any pending or anticipated litigation or any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege. The general nature of the subject to be discussed includes the proposed contract negotiations for a regional planning consultant. I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Second. I'll second.
Maybe second again. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
And abstentions? All right. Apologize to everyone in public. We tried to let you know last week this was what we were going to do. So we will go into the session. We'll ask you to leave. And I don't know how long this will take, but as soon as we're done, we'll reopen the doors. Thank you.
Now behave yourselves out there in the hallway. Yeah.
Don't know how.
The record show, Eric Peterson has joined us. Welcome.
This is huge. Bill, he said, well, we're going to have to pay this off. So this is an insurance company. He said, well, you can't take them. So my husband said, well, keep them. So it was a scam in hospital. He said, well, nuns are running off. Then they told us to keep his baby.
I'll entertain a motion to go back out of executive session or into public session.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, you're back in public session. During the closed session, as advertised, we discussed the proposed contract that is on the agenda. We have put out a request for proposals for a regional planning consultant and received responses from three firms. We have a motion in our packet concerning this. Would someone like to move the motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second that.
Tracy, second this?
Mr. Chairman.
Comments from members of council?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Jack, I'd like to have a roll call vote on this when the time comes.
Yes, we will do that. Are comments on the resolution from council members? Comments from the public? The resolution is on the table. If you haven't seen it, yes.
Working? Thank you, sir. Thanks for letting me speak here, everybody. I appreciate it. My name's Hank Klump. I'm a farmer in Hunterdon, and I have 150 acres in the Highlands Preservation. It has been almost 3 years since the Highlands Act was carelessly signed. Now the council, at this point, feels it needs an objective perspective on the development of the regional master plan. How was this act ever written without the proper expertise, strong knowledge on planning principles and land use, natural resource management, transfer of development rights, real estate development, etc., etc., etc.? Now, an outside firm or an individual is going to be called upon to try to do what? Repair the ugly mess that has been created. Are you actually proposing to enter into a contract for almost $250,000? Will this consultant ever hear our concerns? It is obvious that the consultant will have to be an individual with nothing to lose as the result of the Highlands Act, because otherwise they would tell you all that the Highlands Act is nothing but a poorly planned piece of legislation that should go back to the drawing boards until money is in place to compensate the people who are paying the ultimate price by having real estate values of their property taken away with unrealistic land restrictions? All of us who have been standing in front of you for years now have expressed the need for examining the act from day one. Now, almost 3 years later, you are playing games with people's lives. Your council has been like a revolving door with people here today and gone tomorrow. We are the same group of people standing before you facing new people who we can only wonder, have they ever read all the comments we have made over the last almost 3 years? I have still never been shown the scientific study that put my property in the Highlands Preservation. It is possible there is no scientific study to show. If there is no scientific study on my property should be exempt. Tewksbury wasn't in the Highlands on the original map. Overnight, the boundary lines were erased and moved over. Will the individual you're going to pay almost $250,000 be able to answer my questions? I thank you very much. Oh, I have one other thing. The only kind of a consultant that could make this act work would be a magician. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Other comments?
Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. Charlie Seaman is a really impressive guy. He's done some remarkable things in New Jersey as a regional planner, and I think now is the perfect time for him to be brought in. You have done an incredible amount of work. There is my friend over here, notwithstanding, there is a tremendous amount of data and science supporting what you are doing. There's a huge amount of planning already been done, but I think now is a perfect time for you to bring in an objective, seasoned regional planner to take this to final, and the New Jersey Highlands Coalition absolutely supports your adopting this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you.
David Shope, and like Hank Klump, my property in Lebanon Township was originally not in the Highlands area, and somehow or other now it is. Let's take a look at what you've done. You have taken your coloring book here, and you've either colored it purple, which means it's already built, or brown or tan, or two shades of green, which means it's going to be very difficult to build, and you've offered this as the basis for a regional master plan. Essentially, you have determined the outcome of the plan by your coloring book here. That's exactly what you've done. To ask any regional planner to make anything other than extremely restrictive planning from this is ridiculous. Basically, he's going to put the icing on the fait accompli. That's exactly what, and that's all he can do. And on the third whereas, where you say, obtain an independent perspective, how can the perspective be independent when this is the basis on which he has to work? And on the fourth whereas, to address the above needs, the Highlands Council has prepared a request for qualifications to provide regional planning consultation, etc. Without seeing what the request was, without the defining of the scope of work, who's to say how independent this perspective will be when none of us here, at least I certainly have seen the scope of work in which this person has to do. This is what we call in the trade a slam dunk. And now you're going to pay somebody $245,000 to slam it and dunk it. Thank you.
the advertisement with the request for qualifications was on the council's website. I assume it still is on the council's website.
I'm not on the web.
Okay. Other comments, members of the public? Yes.
Thank you. Bill O'Hearn, New York-New Jersey Trail Conference, and also a councilman in Ringwood, Passaic County, 100% within the preservation area. First, I want to commend you. It's difficult, after all the work that's been put in sometimes, to make a major move like this relatively late in the process. But we, too, are familiar with Mr. Seaman's work on the Pinelands, and we think he'll give you the polish and use of the language as we get closer from a plan to implementation that you're going to need. So we kind of wish you'd done it maybe 2 years ago, but we're glad you've done it now, and we think it's an important move, and we think it's a lot of money, but it's also critically important to get this right. It's going to be our planning document, our blueprint for the next 30 years, and frankly, as a member of the four-state Highlands Coalition, I can tell you that three other states are watching the plan to see how it's implemented and see how it works out. So it's extremely important what you're doing, and I thank you for having the care and the courage, frankly, to do this. I would just pose two rural problems, some up-county, Passaic County problems or issues for the planner. The first one is the issue of rural redevelopment. How does a town like Ringwood get its downtown up and running again, add some density without sewers and without the unwanted growth that would come along with it? We posed this to numerous planners, including Banish, who I know you're familiar with, and frankly, we're still struggling with that issue. How do we make that happen? How do we, in other words, how do we assure rural towns that they can grow, improve their economic situation without the unwanted growth that's been our problem in the past? Major residential development, for example, which does not bring rateables. Secondly, and related to that, is the issue, of course, of COA, a sticky issue that will not go away. We have struggled to understand what our phase two and phase three obligations are. We're willing to purchase property, to bond for it, to do 100% affordable housing developments in our town, but we certainly would like some guidance and assistance and a good word with COA when it comes to that that situation. So hopefully you can address those two issues as you go forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other comments?
Thank you. My name is Dave Pfeiffer. I'm with the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions. I'd like to add our a strong endorsement for your selection of the consultant. We've been struggling with the RMP, as have you, over the years that have intervened. A great deal of good work has been done. Where we are now is a very critical point, and we're looking at the need for a clear and accessible plan. And a clear and accessible plan has got to do three things. One is to implement the Highlands Act, which is not an easy thing to do. The Act is complex. The Act does mix some apples and some oranges. We're hoping that we'll get a delicious fruit salad out of this, but I have to tell you, it's not going to be an easy task without a clear and accessible plan. Another important point to keep in mind is that the Council is going to be faced with multiple decisions as the plan rolls out over a period of time. And the Council is going to need a very clear and accessible reference document to go back and adjudicate those difficult decisions you're going to have to make. It's there for your guidance, and you have to be satisfied with the content and the format and the expressions that appear in that plan. And finally, from ANJAC's perspective, the most important thing is clear guidance for municipalities. We're trying to realign the planning and zoning framework for 88 towns and 7 counties. And there's a lot of good talent out there, but people can't respond to what they can't see. So I would urge you to use this consultant in the best possible way to achieve those three things: implementing the Highlands Act, providing guidance for you, and ultimately clear guidance for municipalities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I make a comment today?
Sure.
Mr. Pfeiffer has made these comments before about the need to make the document that we eventually publish as simple as can be, and I think that's something that we have to keep in mind as we move toward a final plan. You know, right now the information is all in our draft plan, but sometimes it's difficult to pull the pieces together, and so we have to keep that in mind and try to simplify the final document.
Other public comments? Other members of the council have additional comments or questions on the resolution? The resolution is that the executive director or designee be authorized to enter into a contract with the firm of Seaman and Larson for an amount not to exceed $245,000, and we will do this by roll call.
Mr. Alstead?
Yes.
Tracy Carluccio?
Yes.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Okay. Bill Cogger?
Yes.
Dillingham?
Yes.
Janice Kovacs?
Yes.
Amy Letts?
Yes.
John, did I lose everybody?
No, you're there. You hear us?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Debbie Pascarelli?
No.
Am I still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Eric Peterson?
Yes.
Jack Schreier?
Yes.
Glenn Petrano?
Yes.
Tahisha Way?
Yes.
Sean Weingart?
Yes.
Scott Weingart. Yes.
Resolution passes 11 to 1 with two people missing. Thank you all very much. The only other thing before we adjourn, our next meeting is July 12th. We'll have committee meetings in the interim, July 12th at 10 o'clock. But there was a legislative hearing this morning on transfer development rights that Eileen and others were at.
I just wanted to give you what I think is good news. It was an amendment to the state TDR bill. It was A3864, I believe, and it was heard before the Environment and Solid Waste Committee this morning. I testified on behalf of the council, and Tim Dillingham also testified for the council and for the Littoral Society. We supported the amendment, which would allow the receiving areas to be statewide for the Highlands and would allow the use of those impact fees and other incentives statewide. It also benefits the Pinelands and also allows for areas that aren't even using the Highlands and Pinelands, but we have the certain incentives to use us. So I think that was great, and I did want to say thanks very much to Jeff Ajava, who did all the work on our behalf, and to tell you also that there was a comment from Dennis Kerwin of
Clifton,
thank you, because he spoke in terms of being a receiving community and in terms of wanting to use those credits from the Highlands, which was, I think, a great benefit. So it was good news for us, and it helps us with our TDR program.
Is that bill likely to pass before June 30th?
I would not expect it. Yeah.
Okay. Other comments from council members or matters before we adjourn in 59 minutes? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Okay. Thank you all.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.